He Said, She Said, also known as Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
It's a beautiful day today.
It certainly is, and the sun's shining, and you got your sunglasses on, and everything's wonderful.
I always feel better when it's sunny out, the birds are chirping. Feels
and
good
to be
alive.
The coyotes are out, and the raccoons are out. Goodness gracious.
That's right. You saw a coyote out the door the other day.
11 o'clock in the morning and at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
We've got raccoons, squirrels, coyotes. It's like we're in the bush.
I know. And I tell my daughter, they're not pets now. Don't be calling them over. Right? Because you know what kids are like. Oh, puppy dog.
Well, I like the animals because it makes me feel like I'm not too urbanized.
Yes, absolutely. But they get in our garbage, though. It's kind of a pain. But they're lovely. It's nice to have animals around. Absolutely. I agree with you.
So what's on your mind today?
Speaking of animals, I thought it would be kind of interesting today to talk about relationships and choosing partners and sort of the prerequisites of choosing a partner.
Like from a woman's or a man's point of view?
Well, of course, it's going to be from my point of view because I'm a woman, but also, too, because I've worked with a lot of men and I've worked with a lot of couples, and I talk to my girlfriends quite a bit about choosing the right partner in your life, a life mate, or someone just to hang out with for a while, you know.
So what are the elements that a woman thinks about when she's choosing a life mate?
When a woman thinks about?
Yeah.
I think a woman and a man should think about is someone who suits your needs. I found for myself when I was younger that I would just go along with any Tom, Dick, or Harry. That's not true, dear. But I guess then there were others before you. I know it's hard to believe, but there were others before you. But just, you know, I'd go along and have a good time with them. And then I kind of got bored because I thought, they're not doing what I want to do in my life. They're not into fitness and health or dancing or whatever it may be. They're more into business or whatever. And it was fine for a while. But then I kind of got bored with that and realized that my needs were not being satisfied. So I realized I needed to make a list of what I wanted in a partner.
That's good.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I tell all my friends that they should do that. You need to know what you're looking for. What do you want in a partner? You just can't go out there blindly and just, you know, think that it's going to work for you because it's not. You have to know what you're looking for.
Well, how many people engage with a partner that have never made such a list?
Lots.
Most, right?
Exactly. Yes, and these are the kind of people that you and I talk to all the time about relationships. I know you do. We always discuss it.
Well, compatibility is huge.
Right, exactly.
And I listen to people talk about relationship issues, and it's always about what they don't like in terms of the person's behavior or characteristics of their character, right? We stay in a relationship because of you know, the good things that we like, but we're driven away because of the things we don't like.
Right, exactly. And then sometimes we're too scared to leave the relationship because of the things that we don't like for fear that we'll never find somebody else who, you know, you'd rather have this person than no one at all, right? And be miserable. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. So part of what you talk about is improving security. And one of the ways that you do this to make you feel more secure is to better your physical shape and get in shape.
For me, my prerequisite was I was always into fitness and into health and vitamins and competing and that sort of thing. So I wanted to find a partner who was into doing the same thing and also into business. So that's when you came along. Hello. Boy, I couldn't have found anybody better.
Well, we both train, and I was looking for someone as well
exactly.
That was into training.
Yeah, exactly.
As a way of life.
Yes, exactly.
I didn't want to motivate you for the rest of my life to go to the gym.
No, exactly. And I didn't want to, I know you love to dance. I didn't say you could dance, but I said you love to dance. That's amazing.
No, that doesn't mean I have any rhythm. But yes, you're right. I do love to dance. I love to move the body.
Exactly.
And of course, Jamaica style, freestyle,
and that was
disco,
important to
that's
me.
My
that
favorite.
Was important to me. Not that we ever go out dancing, but
well, we used to.
We used to, yeah.
There's a lot of things we used to do, dear.
I know, dear. So let's say for the example, the gross grind. How many partners don't go together up there? Right? It's either one or the other. The guy's going up or the girl's going up.
Right.
And there's no support. They won't even go up there on the mountain to watch them come at the end of the finish line. There's no interest whatsoever. Now, I think it's kind of nice that even if you're not a competitive athlete, but your partner is, it's nice to show a little support. Because isn't that what a relationship is? You want to bring out the best in the other person?
Well, and not because you have to, because you want to.
Because you want to, because you care about the person. So you want to bring out the best in this person.
Encourage them. Support them. Absolutely.
Yes. Or let's say you've got somebody who's into hardcore competition training, okay? And that's what they want to do, be all, end all. That's their motivation in life, is competing. And they don't give a hoot. They've got the eye of the tiger. Well, I don't think this is really the time in your life to meet a partner, to meet somebody, because if that's your number one goal in life is to compete and you don't care about anything else, you want to be number one, well, it's really hard to put time into a relationship then, because men and women need nurturing. They need time and energy.
Yes,
right?
Especially women.
Yeah, right.
Everybody. But yeah, if you're engaged in a professional sport activity, I mean, let's face it, a lot of relationships suffer in professional athletic activity. You know, you've got this devotion, this strong functional connection to the sport that you're playing, and it's a precedent in your life. It takes priority above everything, sometimes including relationships.
Right. Well, I know a couple of fitness girls who've lost their relationships because their male partners could not cope with their time schedules, their training, their diet. And if you've got somebody in your life and you are going to be a competitor for the rest of your life, let's hope, then you need to find a way to be pleasant, at least the best that you possibly can. Have the eye of the tiger, but don't be a bear around other people, because you want them to support you. And they think, oh, not another competition. Oh, my life's going to be hell now because my partner's in competition.
So, and how else can we be selective when choosing a partner or a mate? What are the things on the list that you look for?
Well, I look for the fact that the person has a job, has some goals in life, right? I think that's important for me. I think it's important that they have friends who like them, who admire them, and they have good quality friendships. I think it's important for me to know that they get along with their family. I mean, not all families get along, yes, but I've been with other people in my life where they did not get along with any family member whatsoever, didn't get along with their mothers or didn't get along with their fathers. And after a while, that can be pretty hard on a relationship because they have issues. And yes, everybody's got baggage. And I think it's important that people come into a relationship with a little bit of baggage that shows that they have had a life. But if they carry this baggage with them and into,
well, I'm looking for some real light baggage, you know, the kind like a bag you pack when you go to Hawaii.
Yes.
You know, carry on strictly.
Yes. I think you understand what I'm saying. Especially when you get to be our age in your mid 40s, everybody's got some baggage.
Yeah. Like when I met you, you had a couple of camels park in front of the house and said, okay, here's my stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I think you had more baggage than I did.
No, I got no baggage, dear.
No.
I travel real light.
Yeah, right.
Right? We come into
don't
the world
believe that
naked
for a second.
And we're leaving this place without anything. So I travel light.
Now, another thing that I think is really important is the fact of, let's say, in this, your part of your life right now, you're a little bit depressed, you don't have a job, maybe you're living at home with your family or your parents and you really don't want to. You want to be living on your own. You want to have your own place. You want to have some money. You don't have a job. So is this really the time in your life to be looking for a long-term relationship?
Well, you're supposed to take care of yourself first, number
exactly,
one, right?
Yes. But some people get
that. Get your house in order?
How many times have people that we known made that mistake? They're down, and you need to be fit financially, mentally, spiritually, sexually. You need to be fit in every way, and then you will attract the right person, I believe.
You're talking about going into more of a long-term relationship. Because what about a guy that or girl who hasn't got their you-know-what together? They still have attractions and desires. They still feel the need to engage with the opposite sex.
Exactly. But then there's times
when, same sex, depending
yes, exactly,
upon who you are.
How many times have we heard in our life that people get hooked on somebody? I think we need to be really, really clear. If that's all you want, is just to have a one night, 1 week, just a fun thing going on. But usually it's never like that. People end up getting hooked on each other for some strange reason. And then you've got somebody who's really disabled in a certain way in their life. So I believe that you need to be secure within yourself. Now, that may take a lifetime to do that, right? But so what do you look for? What sort of thing do you look for? And I think I know the answer to that, but I want you to say it out loud.
Well, it starts on the outside. And then I begin to maneuver through interaction, discussion, conversation, what's on the inside. So if I'm a single guy looking for a relationship, number one, I'm focusing on myself in my life, trying to get everything in order to be a full, whole person. So I've got something of value to offer. And like attracts like. So if I want a woman to look extremely well, then I wouldn't expect anything less than for myself as well. So, you know, I'm attracted, first of all, physically to the outer shell, and most men are. And then we begin to evaluate the depth of that person through conversation. I like someone that I can discuss issues with on all kinds of levels.
I think it's important that you have to have a basic common denominator, whatever that may be. But because this is Sports Nutrition Update, I think what we're looking at is that people are fit into health consciousness, because we know a lot of couples where one is into the health consciousness and the other totally couldn't care less. And down the road, that ends up to be a big fat problem, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's a major concern. It causes a lot of breakups.
Yeah.
Because one person's going one way, the other person is not. One person's involved with whole food, wants to eat a certain way. The other person thinks it's a joke or it doesn't matter. There's a sense of ridicule, criticism, judgment. One person's getting leaner, fitter. They're starting to attract other people. The other spouse or partner is putting no energy, no effort at all. So you begin to drift apart. You begin to associate with different people, read different things, go different places. And you've got to have some commonality in the relationship.
And you can't talk someone into getting into shape. They
absolutely
either have
not
it or they don't, right?
Yes.
I mean, how many times have you and I tried to talk somebody in or motivate somebody into getting fit and well? And sure, they're gung-ho for 2 or 3 months and then poof, it's over with. So if you think about a relationship, you know, being long-term, that person's going to do it for you? I don't think so. They have to be doing it for themselves, right?
Yeah, well, you've got the chemistry
yeah.
of love, and that's real strong. But then other features of the relationship in terms of stability and the desire to share your hopes and dreams and trust and faith and all those kinds of components, you know, those are important, I think, to everybody. So, but it starts, again, with what you have to present. And if you're single and you want relationship, I would say get your house in order. Start focusing on your physical, mental, emotional, metaphysical, spiritual health. And then you'll start to attract the kind of person that you can imagine as being ideal for you.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice, dear. I agree with that. And guys, learn how to dance, because women love to dance.
Exactly.
I think it's very important. I mean, teaching dancing, it was amazing. I used to tell the men, you don't have to be an expert professional dancer, but as long as you just get out there, learn a little rhythm, some of the, because most women have natural rhythm. Not that they're all dancers, women, but they have natural rhythm. And a lot of men, now I'm just generalizing here, but are tone deaf. They can't really hear the beat.
True.
So speaking of somebody like I'm looking across the table from right now.
Yeah, for me, it's hard to get into the rhythm of dancing sometimes when it's preordained and you have to shift your feet and move them in a specific sequence. But in sport, like basketball, lacrosse, hockey,
yeah,
there's a certain natural rhythm, unlike dancing.
Which I don't have.
That is unique to the sport.
Right.
So that's an interesting phenomenon.
Yes, it is.
But I like the concept that if you spin a woman around enough and fast enough, they get dizzy. Now, if you add a little alcohol to that mix,
oh, yeah,
I'll tell you what, guys, there's your secret formula for success.
Hardy, har, har.
So get on the dance floor.
And a little sense of humor.
Get on the dance floor.
Yeah, get it on the dance floor.
And have some fun.
That's not very nice to talk about, dear. Okay, so, and another thing is a sense of humor. Being light, being lighthearted. Not being too funny where everything you think you say is funny. But being lighthearted, having a good sense of humor is very important.
That's a big one for the ladies.
Right, being open-minded. Being open-minded. And everybody's got an opinion, right? But because of that opinion doesn't mean that they're right and you're wrong. Or you're right and they're wrong. So we have to have an open mind. And as we get older, we will have more of an open mind. And we can choose for what we think. But hopefully the person that we choose will be like-minded and parallel in the way that we think. That's what we will choose in our life.
Yeah, so bottom line is you need compatibility, because it's the differences that drive us apart.
Mm-hmm.
So before you go into a relationship, write down everything on your list, guys and girls, and be specific. Pretend as if you can get anything you want and be creative and imaginative and just describe exactly what it is that you want in your spouse, your partner, your helpmate. And by becoming those things yourself, you'll begin to attract based on the law of similars and the law of reciprocity. That's it, reciprocity. The law of reciprocity.
Oh.
Interesting law. Cause and effect. Law of attraction.
Like, you have to be really, really clear about this list that you make, too, because let's say this new person in your life has children. You want to make sure on this list that you get along with these kids, that you get along with them, and they respect you and you respect them. That's really, it's, you have to be crystal clear on your list. If you want to make sure that you get along with their parents and their parents get along with you as well. So it, there's a lot to it, right?
More than meets the eye.
There's more than meets the eye. That's for
sure. So that's good advice for this month's He Said, She Said. Anything else? Any final parting words, my dear?
Just look after yourself and make sure that you, like you said, have your house in order before you start looking around. Make sure your house is clean before you invite company over.
Yeah. And one more warning, don't marry a neat freak. She'll drive you nuts.
Are you talking about me?
Please turn to slide 2.